Numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Hi, everyone. Welcome one more time to the magical world of numbers. I am your host, Elizabeth Summers. I'm an esoteric numerologist, an ancient tarot card interpreter, and a student of astrology, and I look forward every Wednesday to coming to be with you, to help you, help me, share with you an understanding of how magical it is in your life when you understand what the numbers that keep showing up every which way but loose, how the numbers really mean something to you. It is a way also that your angelic guides, your guardian angels, your spirit guides, they use numbers as messengers to try to communicate to you. Case in point, every time, I mean folks, every time, 99.9% of the time, I look at my stove's digital clock, it is always showing me double numbers, 722, 933, 844. Now, it is kind of a quandary to me. I know what master numbers mean and all of that. But the fact that I'm always seeing double numbers in those combinations every time I look at that digital clock is like saying, hello, Elizabeth, we are using this to communicate to you. There is no book that I have found yet in numerology that explains these double numbers connected to a single number if they constantly appear on your digital clock or on your stove. But I do know master numbers are of the highest power. And so I am taking it that that is a sign to me from my master guides, from my guardian angels. They are using double numbers that they know gets my attention in order to communicate to me, to tell me we're here. You're not alone. Look at these numbers right now and you know what they mean. Speaking of that, before I talk to you about something interesting that happened last evening around here, I want to be sure that you check out my website, ElizabethSummers.com, Summers like the season, and on the homepage, on the left-hand corner, you can sign up for my Little Bits and Numbers newsletter, 6-7 pages every month, free to you, totally free to you, comes through the email. About numerology, astrology, wonderful books to read. I just sent out May, talking about the number 5 and the number 14-5, which is a karmic number about abuse. And I hold these newsletters on the computer as like back orders about, because sometimes people come on board and they have a specific issue, and I know that I've dealt with that issue in the newsletter, and I'll send it on to them. So I hold on to the newsletters on the computer for about 2 or 3 months after they're published. And so just hit that contact button on my website, say, Elizabeth, sign me up. While you're at it, just tell me how much you love my show, Visiting the Magical World of Numbers. And I will be happy to put you in that database. And while you're on that website, do click on that readings and channeling section and look over the various personal readings that I do for you. Now, if I told you that through these ancient codes, this ancient information called numerology, which is as old as astrology, if I could give you insight as to your soul's issues in a very clear, concise way that you are dealing with in this lifetime, you'll get it, you'll deal with it, and move on with your life to make your life simpler and more peaceful. Now, wouldn't you want to have that information? And that information is for you in a natal reading or a current year reading. So by all means, go tooling all around my website, clicking on all those tabs and buttons of ElizabethSummers.com. I live and am talking to you from Colorado in a wonderful rural town about 45 minutes north of Denver in horse country, in farm country. And many would argue that Colorado, all of Colorado, is horse country and ski country, period. Case closed. Many months ago, a friend of mine who has an exquisite horse farm where I live called me up. Elizabeth, I have a new adventure for you. I kind of just took a deep breath because this girl does think up these things. She herself is a highly evolved intuitive. She's a psychotherapist, and she does healing work through seminars and lectures and what have you of emotional healing through and with her horses and clients who come there. The horses, as people are finally getting to realize, are highly sacred beings. All animals are sacred beings. But the unicorn in ancient spirituality had mystical powers, and just maybe many of the horses today have those same unicorn mystical powers. So she was preparing to start up a series of equine horses, equine intuitive sessions for groups that come to her a horse ranch, and she does intuitive healing. She uses the rods, she'll use pendulums, and the horses are there, and they help and work. I mean, I've seen it myself, balance the chakras of people. And she said, and I think you should come over here and do brief numerology readings on the horses that these clients have. Most of them are horse people. Not all of them. They just love horses. I said, are you kidding? There is no book out there about doing numerology readings on horses. She said, what would you need? And she gave me the information, the registration name of her horses and their month, day, and year of birth, just like I need for a client. She gave them to me. Believe me, folks, I don't know the first thing about horses. And in fact, she continually, as of last night, teases me because I still call them boy and girl horses instead of mares and whatever else the boys are called. So I'm totally in this lifetime unaware of horses. And lo and behold, when I told her what I thought the personality of her horses are, the issues of her horses are, how they show themselves to other people, just like I do with human beings, it was spot on. It was 100% correct. I was amazed. She just chuckled because she knew it. And so last night, up here in horse country, in northern Colorado, on an exquisite horse ranch, I was doing readings with the clients who owned horses about their horses, and it was spot on. And so, therefore, the word is spreading, and I now have been invited to Vail, to some big horse event up in Vail, Colorado, Eagle, Colorado, and you know what I'm going to be doing up there, mini readings on the horses that these people are bringing me their birth registrations. You've heard it here first. I have broken new ground as a numerologer. And last night, one of the mothers who was there told me about this number that continually reappears in her son, not with the horse, in her son. And what does that number mean? It's constantly showing in his face. And that was the crux of my even telling you all of the story, aside from telling you that, lo and behold, the girl's now doing readings on horses. When your soul and your angelic beings and your master guides, who are doing their best to help you from the spirit world, they will use everything they can to get your attention, to make sure that you get the messages from them, short of appearing in holographic form right in front of you, which rarely happens. Numbers can be used. And so if you are constantly seeing the same number on license plates, on this, on that, please pay attention. And if you don't know what they mean, if you can find out what they mean, you send me an email. And if I know what they mean, I'll be happy to share that information with you. The second part of today's show, in about 15, 20 minutes, we're going to open up the phone lines, and I will do brief mini readings for anyone who calls in about the personal year that they are in their current 9-year cycle of energy. Or if there is a question that you have about numerology, do ask it, and I'll try to share with you all that I will know about it. I'm the kind of person, though, if I don't know, I'm going to tell you. I don't know, but we will find out. For the last several weeks, I've been talking to you about birthday numbers and how important birthday numbers are. Why? Because they tell about your personality. They tell about who you are. They can give insight as to the kinds of careers and jobs you should be involved with, because those jobs and careers suit your personality. Not all personalities fit all types of jobs, all types of careers. It's helpful in relationships to know what the personality is of your partner or someone that you're interested in. There are numbers that personalities that are more compatible with each other than others. Some numerologists might call these toxic combinations, toxic, non-toxic. But it is helpful for you to understand you first, because on some level, the universal law of attraction says we always draw to ourselves our own kind. Now you might say, oh no, I am not like my wife. No way. I am not like my husband or my sister or my brother or my father. And my response is, well, maybe not in this lifetime. But what you are resisting is expressing an out-of-balance part of your own personality that person has shown up in your life as a mirror to reflect back to you some aspect of you that is not being addressed, needs to be thought about and brought into balance. Always remember, a person's outside world is a reflection and a mirror of their inside world. And you know, it works both ways. We can look at someone and say, that person drives me nuts. They are this, they are that, they are something else. And your soul is saying to you, why is that mirror in your face? Are they reflecting an aspect of you that you are not willing to admit to? And on the other hand, you can look at someone and say, that person is so kind, so generous, so loving, so nurturing. And your soul is saying to you, Are you giving yourself enough credit and valuing yourself enough to know that that's a part of you also? Because as that little axiom in psychology says, if you can spot it in another person, baby, you've got it. How else would you be able to recognize it? If you can spot it, you've got it. And so we have traveled through, over the last several weeks, the birthday numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And energetically, it is like a roller coaster. One is very leadership-oriented, two is follower. Three is expansive, four is practical. Five is freedom-loving. So you can see the up and down, up and down. Up and down's not the right word. I would say pulsating, like a pulsating energy. Giving balance. Two gives balance to one. Three gives balance to four. Four gives balance to three. So they're kind of balanced energetically, back and forth, kind of showing the other one what they need to do to keep everything copacetic, keep everything stable. So here we are this week talking about a person who has a birthday number of a six. Pythagoras, the father of Western mathematics, but also Western numerology, divided the human existence into three parts, three lanes, like a three-lane highway. They're called subpaths by numerologists, technically. All you need to do is envision a three-lane highway, an interstate, if you will. A person's birthday number greatly influences their life when they're traveling along the middle lane of that interstate, metaphorically speaking, which generally extends from ages 29-30 all the way up to 54-55. Those are called your power years. And this birthday number is like a big summer shower that's constantly filtering down energetically, vibrationally in that middle lane of life, influencing your life in a myriad number of ways. As you get to 55 or so, your personality, by the end of that middle lane, has modified, has come more into balance. The goods and the not-so-goods of the personality have kind of stabilized themselves, worked themselves out. And you rotate into the third lane of life called your wisdom years, which is influenced by your birth year number. And most of the time you have your personality to some degree in a modified form, but the birth year really then begins to take over energetically in that third lane of life. Now, there are two exceptions to that rule. If your birthday number is 11 or if your birthday is 22, those are called master numbers. They influence your life almost equibalanced from the beginning of life to the end of life because they are huge indicators of very high-powered souls that carry that temperament throughout their lifetime. So 11 and 22 are pretty much from the beginning to the end. And then the third lane of life, the year influences it. Also, they get a double dose in their third lane of life. So, as you know, I interpret double numbers. The double numbers are like accessories, jewelry, to the little basic black dress. The basic black dress, metaphorically speaking, are the numbers 1 through 9. That's it in a nutshell. A 6 is a 6, a 3 is a 3, a 4 is a 4. But the double numbers add to the basic single number. Give it some additional flavor. Give it some additional pizzazz. Give it some additional interpretation, tools to work with, energies to know about, just as jewelry does on a black dress. A coat and tie does to a white shirt. And so the number 6 in tarot cards energetically equates to the lover's card. Now that just kind of says it all right there. The number 6 is a lover's energy. The number 6 is ruled by Venus, the goddess of beauty, of the good life, of charm, of riches. And the number 6 frequently is connected to the sign of Taurus, because Taurus loves the good life. Loves home, family, children. Beautiful accessories in a home. They love their home. They love good food. This is not a junk food type of personality. They love good food. Very domestic. Into gardening and cooking and painting and decorating. The number 6. Whether it's a male or a female, is very interested in beautifying the home, beautifying themselves, their home, and their family, and their children, particularly in the family, are number one priority to them. So the number 6 is very devoted, whether it's a 6, 15, 6, 24, 6, whatever. Very devoted to their loved ones. The number 6 is very artistic, very idealistic, because it's an emotional number, not an intellectual number. Remember I said we have emotional numbers and intellectual numbers in numerology? The number 6 is emotional. It represents the heart. In many people's charts that I create for them, for the readings that I do for them, they have the number 6 missing in their birth certificate name. Your birth certificate name represents to me your soul's past life accomplishments that are now memories, that are connected to the sex that you have now chosen to be in this lifetime, and have filtered into this incarnation, in the subconscious, in the soul, like a little computer chip, and they are used like tools in a toolbox. No letter in a birth certificate name that has the number 6 equivalent to it says that in other lifetimes, that person as a soul, male or female, depending on who I'm doing the reading for, loved everybody else, wanted everybody else to be happy, totally devoted to family, maybe community, maybe as a teacher, as a lawyer, maybe. Everybody else is the key phrase. They gave service, number 6, service, to everybody else. But they have no memory of loving themselves. No memory of valuing them first, which is not selfishness. Often then, I go looking for how many 7s How many letters in their birth certificate name have the number 7 connected to it? The number 7 represents spirituality in past lifetimes. And frequently, I will find when there is no letter that has a 6 equivalent of self-love, of having an attitude that everybody else needs to be served first before you, sweetie pie. Those 7s indicate to me past incarnations in monastic living, in monasteries, priests, nuns, whoever had monasteries, in religious life, in past lifetimes, in the monastic lifestyle. It is ingrained upon a person as part of monastic living that in order for you, a person, to be spiritual, they need to give service to other people first. Jesus first, others second, you last. That is the definition of monastic joy. J-O-Y. Jesus, others, you. Well, when you did not practice that and tried to nurture and care for yourself, you were punished. You were told you were selfish. You were told that you were not a holy priest, a holy nun, a holy this or that, the other thing. And that is your memory. And that's what comes traipsing into this lifetime, and your soul is saying, whoa, Nelly, whoa, Nelly, that is not true. If you don't love you, if you don't care for you, if you don't nurture you first, what are you going to have to give to other people? And in loving and nurturing and caring for you in a balanced way, you are loving the God within. You see, in the past, in the Piscean Age, the last 2,600 years that have passed now, spiritual belief systems had God as an out there, up in the sky, in the clouds, kind of external entity, had the Holy of Holies, Sananda, known as Jesus in human form, as a suffering, hanging on the cross, and suffering was to be emulated, not joy, not love, not knowing that you live in an abundant universe, and that all is in divine order, and that you are constantly loved, nurtured, cared for, prodded along to be a happy little camper, to be in joy, to be empowered through loving you and then sharing that self-love with everyone you come in contact with. Therefore, starting out in a lifetime, and especially those that have a number 6 birthday number, or if their life purpose number, which comes from adding their monthly and year birth together, if it adds to a 6, they wind up frequently married early because they want to have a family. Number 6 is home and family. And they want to love and nurture and take care of other people, so they have children early. Sometimes they will marry, those children who are born in June will marry early because they want to have their own family. That's the number 6. Sometimes, on the other hand, they will marry early to get away from disruptive marital type family situations. Mom and dad are fighting all the time. It's not a happy home life for the child. So they will marry or get intensely involved with in relationships, partners, to get them out of that disruptive home life, because these little 6s need peaceful relationships. If their relationships are disruptive, not helping, unhappy. It affects their whole life. Number six is whole life is based on peaceful relationships in the home, in the family, in the workplace. And when relationships, number six, are disruptive, they will do anything, including sacrificing their own happiness, in order to bring the relationships into balance, into everything is okay now, and then they will be able to function. But they've also been sacrificial lambs. And as maturity grows within them, easy way or hard way, they learn it is you or me. And it's not going to be me in this relationship. And I must take number six, responsibility for my own self-love, my own happiness. And easy way or hard way, they will learn to do whatever it takes to get them to love themselves first. That is the spiritual lesson that is learned. And most of the time, that occurs between the ages of 30 and 55. So a number six birthday just loves animals, loves children, very responsible, very family-oriented. And if your birthday number is just a plain old ordinary single number six, it indicates that you are very emotional and very sensitive, and you love very deeply, and you love very seriously. Very creative, very artistic, because the creative and artistic number is the number three. And in order to get to six, you have to do two threes together. So the number six includes those threes energetically of creativity and artistry. And they put a high value on their home and their little nest. It's like a little nesting thing. That's why they're always primping and painting and landscaping and doing this and redecorate. It's just a little nest. The number six is very devoted, very sympathetic. It needs to be and requires to be. It requires appreciation and respect from other people to them in order to achieve any kind of success. They need to be appreciated. And you say, well, you know, we all need to be appreciated, which is true, and why not? But some are more needy than others. Going back to this, to digress here a moment, this horse event that I was at last night and did a reading on this woman's horse, where its vowels and its consonants and everything about this horse was exuding everything that I'm saying about the number six. It's loving, it's nurturing, it's, you know, because horses have temperaments, believe me, folks. And everything about this horse was exuding nurturing. In fact, its purpose in this lifetime was to be a mother. It wanted to be a mother and is on its way, it turns out, to being a mother. That's what's making it happy. And that was reinforced by the animal communicator when all she did was look at the picture before I even said all this and came out with the same conclusion. But there are trainers with horses, trainers. And you parents, perk up your ears here, because some of us think that we are trainers to our children, teachers, trainers to our children. And it was pointed out by the horse people, the professional horse people that were in the group, that these trainers who are training this sweet little horse that I was reading about, was redoing a reading on, they need to work with her in a very supportive way. to try to get her to feel appreciated for what she does, because trainers come on like bulldogs sometimes. And the woman was concerned, the owner of this horse was concerned, because she was not being successful, that her horse wasn't being successful with this trainer who was coming on like a drill instructor, it sounded like, a little Marine Corps drill instructor. So the conclusion that was made last night is that the drill instructor needed to be talked to say, take a different approach, a more supportive approach, and this horse will do whatever you want it to do. So it'll be interesting to see if it turns out, but right there is what I'm talking about. With these sensitive little folks, you cannot come on like a Marine Corps drill instructor. Come in the back door, make them feel whatever they're doing has value, is appreciated emotionally, and you will be able to have them just do, you'll have them right in the palm of your hands. Now, what if a birthday number is a 15-6? Oh, now we have double numbers. Double numbers indicate some additional influences to the basic number 6, like the jewelry on a black dress. And when you have double numbers in a birthday number, whatever number comes first leads the way energetically, is the one that says, I am leading this caravan of influence. And so here we have a 1-5. That one is leading, that says, I'm the boss, you do as I say, I want to lead, I'm creative. And the 5 says, I feel a little rebellious. I do not want to fall in line here. And the 15-6 is very sociable, has kind of a youthful quality. That's the 5. Useful quality to them. They're very fast. They'll comprehend things very quickly. The number 5 is like a flash fire, a wild stallion traipsing head on across the plains of Kansas. This is freedom. This is fast, number 5. 15-6 is very accurate in its observation. It really can achieve financial success in this lifetime if it's allowed to follow its own hunches mentally, very quick. It can have a scientific yet kind of a musical approach to things. They excel in professions such as the law or politics, not so much business. They need a little bit more of a mental type of approach to service. 15-6 can be very independent. But on the other hand, it has the capacity, if it has a good leader, to work with other people. So I'd say the one fly in the ointment for the birthday number of a 15 is that sometimes it can be arrogant. It can be resentful. If you want to call into the show, now's a good time to start dialing. And all of the numbers for wherever you live in the world are found on the BBS homepage. And I'll start taking calls to anyone who would like to call in. The number 15 can be very responsible and very independent at the same time. It's kind of a nice combination. They can be very sympathetic and very adaptable. The 5 is flexibility. The 6 gives them that sympathy. They can really bring about changes in any kind of, say, difficult situation they may find themselves in. Maybe settling arguments within the family structure. But there is kind of a commitment and a restlessness that is still part of the package. Of the Ben Affleck was born on August 15th. My grandmother was born on August 15th. Now, what a combination that is. But she was a sweetie. I remember when I was a little girl. I must have been very critical then. And I would start being judgmental about somebody else. She would just calmly turn around and say to me, "And what do you think they are saying about you?" I heard that more than I care to admit. And speaking about grandmothers, particularly grandmothers, I am a channeler and a medium, and I am blessed with the facility to connect loved ones who've crossed over to the other side with their human being relationships on the earth plane. I am that middle person, the medium person. I cannot tell you how many people who come to me for mediumship work want to talk to their grandmothers. I know my grandmother is the most important person that I would ever want to speak with, whoever crossed over. She was the biggest player in my life, not my mother, not my father, not my grandfather, but my grandmother. So many people have wonderful relationships with their grandmothers. Now, what if your birthday number is a 24-6? We talked about the fact that birthday numbers are in what are called octaves. Octaves are like a ladder, going up the ladder. The lowest octave is a plain old ordinary 6. Then when you take a step up in intensity, up another octave, we move to 15. Now we're moving up another step of intensity connected to the number 6, another last step of the ladder, another octave. The number 6 only has 3 octaves. The number 1 has 4 octaves. 4 birthday numbers. So a 24-6 in tarot cards is the Queen of Wands. Now in tarot cards there are 4 suits, like your playing cards. In fact, your playing cards, I have to say your playing cards because I don't play cards. Your playing card suits originated with the ancient spiritual tarot cards. And when people, because of religious persecution and what have you, took the spiritual tarot cards underground, they interpolated it into the basic cards that simply had the symbols of hearts and spades and whatever instead of all those other drawings. And they got away with things a little bit better. And there are card readers, like tarot card readers, there are card readers out there that will read a plain old ordinary deck of cards. I personally can't do that, but I have definitely been involved with a couple card readers who that is how they do their readings, and interestingly enough, they're quite accurate. 24-6 equates to the Queen of Wands. The Queen is, by the old tarot card interpretations, a woman, a highly creative woman, or an artistic woman, a fire sign connection, Aries, Sagittarius, Leo personality, a real go-getter. And because she's a queen, the ancient tarot card says she's older, late 40s, 50s, on up. She's a queen. And so the Queen of Wands is a very motherly type, but she is also someone who has some fashion of creative experience that can be turned into business creativity. In numerology, the number 24-6 is one of the best financial codes that can show up in a chart. The number 24-6 is also known as the love vibration. The love vibration. So that gives us a clue about anyone who has the temperament of the number 24, which adds to a 6. 24 as a birthday number, and now the 2 is leading the way. The number 2 is a follower. The number 2 versus a leader. The number 1 is a leader, number 2 is a follower. The number 2 is about partnerships. The number 2 is about balance, attention to details, sensitivity, intuitiveness. The number 4 is very pragmatic. The number 4 of the number 24. It is very organized, grounded, sensible. So the 24 birthday number kind of indicates a pragmatic approach to what comes in life, because they kind of have a unique blend of hard work and fairness, balanced. They're very determined. They can be very stubborn because of that 4. But they're also very creative, and they love their home. The number 24-6 has a little restless streak to it. It's very capable of handling a lot of projects at one time. The multitaskers. This is the supermom temperament. Handling a lot of projects at one time. That's the 4 of the 24. They have a temperament that learns by refining their own powers of observation. They kind of watch, kind of associate, that's the number 2, and then from that evolve what needs to be done. That number 4 in the number 24 builds very methodically. Builds very methodically in business. If they're decorating, they do so very methodically. Their closets are very organized. They're very neat, generally speaking. Along with this practical nature that they have, still hidden in there is an artistic flair. Someone who, once they find something they like to work on, is capable of working long hours in a very disciplined way. Remember, number 6 is a heart energy. It's all emotions. It's not about work. The 15, that little 5 in there, doesn't have the most discipline in the world. It's not like an 8-to-5er, say. 24-6 can be a lot more focused. When and only when it is focusing on something that really interests it. If it's something they have to do that is inflicted upon them, they kind of lose interest because they switch to that emotional level and they're restless and they lose interest. But when they get hooked on a project, along the lines of maybe their home or their children or the PTA or teaching or painting the house, because it's all service and it's all making things more beautiful, they have the capacity to work in a very disciplined fashion. To carry almost like 24/7, like nurses do, charge nurses, the nurses in a hospital, doctors. They have the capacity to carry loads 24/7 when it comes to responsibilities. I would say probably what they, the number 24s, need to be most cautious of as a temperament is about repressing their feelings of inferiority. And you say, what? Remember I told you that the number six, and it's missing in a lot of people's charts. The number six is about love. And because it's missing, it says the little soul has not learned self-love. Why? Because their memories are about service to other people, taking care of other people, wanting other people to like them, wanting other people to tell them that they are great and wonderful, wanting other people to give them appreciation. Yes, we have a caller.
Yes. Can I give
What's your name?
Janet.
Janet. Janet, what can I do for you today?
I would like to give you my number.
So we're going to see what year you're in your 9-year cycle. Well, it's almost time for us to go home. You got in here right under the wire, Janet. What's your month and day of birth?
4/11.
Well, see, you have that 11 birthday number that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Some appreciation, yes.
All right, Janice, let's see here. The year that you are in your 9-year cycle is a 6-year. Mm-hmm. Hello, what number are we talking about here?
6.
Now, a 6-year, everything that I was talking about all day today applies to you as issues this year. And this year you are focusing on issues connected to home, family, and especially marriage. Mm-hmm. Marital relationships, I'm not going to get personal here, so I'm just going to speak generally. Mm-hmm. But know that this year, there is definitely indication of you bringing into balance male-female relationship issues, and it can be connected to marriage. Now, one thing I do want to point out to you, but it all looks kind of good. In the fall, there might be a little lawyer, honey, that's involved, quite frankly, in the month of September, something legal. One thing I want to say, you are Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And today, starting today, May 16th, all the way to June 25th,
mm-hmm.
the planet Mars that rules Aries, rules your sign, has moved into what is called your first house of Aries, and it is fabulous for all Aries.
Mm.
You should feel very empowered. I want you to throw your shoulders back, kick it into gear. You are in an excellent, energetic, full steam ahead time of your life.
Mm-hmm.
From now until June 25th, especially.
Okay, what about finance?
The finances are not the issues this year. You might think that they are, but they are not the issues this year. It's all about relationships from what I see here,
mm-hmm.
male-female relationships. Are you thinking of selling a home or moving to a home or what have you?
I want to, but it's been difficult.
Well, this is a good year to do it.
Mm.
If you have a house to sell, this would be a good year to sell this house.
Okay. I'd rather buy it.
Well, anything that has to do with a house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Buying or selling or whatever. This is a good year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, Janet, thanks for calling. Sign up and get my newsletter. Next month in June, I'm going to be talking about the number six.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Janet.
You're welcome, Baba.
So, now let's see, where was I? The stubborn substance of it all is we are the energy of Mother, Father, God. And if we don't love us, ourselves, and nurture ourselves, we have no right in the universe to suck all that energy and appreciation from other people. And sometimes with this six energy, they are such givers, such nurturers, that they find themselves getting very emotionally depleted, causing the need for other people to nurture them. They come down sick. I must tell you, folks, breast cancer is very connected to this nurturing, this lack of self-nurturing that needs to go on. The mammary glands represent mothering, and usually there is a need for the little soul to mother itself within itself, and therefore the body creates issues connected to mothering and the mammary glands that force the issue. And we certainly don't need that aggravation, do we? Your birthday number is powerful. The birthday number says who you are, good, bad, or indifferent. There's pros and cons everywhere, quite frankly. But know that you and God are one. Many years ago, I was shown the saying which brings me right into my center, especially when I get a little flubbadub. Do you know what I mean? The saying says, God is, I am, we are one. God is, I am, we are one. I try to leave you each week when I get the chance with some positive food for thought. And this week, I want to read to you from my favorite little book called The Quiet Mind, Sayings of White Eagle. I stuck my thumb in, I asked Spirit to tell me what they want to share with you, and this is what I got. That all is good, and you need to know beyond all doubt that God is love, and that all things work together for good for anyone who really loves God. So try to see the divine law operating in your life and in the life of everyone that you know. Always look for the good, because in looking for the good, you are looking for God. And in looking for God, you will find that God's great love is working out some wise and beautiful purpose that you might not know right off the bat what it is, but it will be revealed if we just be still and know that I am God. And so until next week, know that I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony. Know that I wish you all good things. And thank you for visiting with me this week in the magical world of numbers.